DMH Mobile. I'm just about home, too, anyway. But, yeah, piggybacking off of that a little bit, another thing is a lot of these Japanese radios can do the same thing that those cheap $30 radios can do. And you just do the Mars mod, you take, there's a little diode or a resistor or whatever, you take that out of there, either sometimes it resets the radio, sometimes it just opens the band limits. And it'll transmit right out of band, and it'll be malicious and all that sorts of stuff. There's not really a way to escape that. So, anyway. But I don't have an issue with those super cheap radios. I mean, honestly, some of them are... If you get the right radio, some of them are better than the more expensive $400 radios. Like, man, I've got an ASU FT5, and genuinely, for the price, it's kind of a disappointing radio. The screen kind of sucks. The speaker is meh. The transmit audio is abysmal. I can't believe that they let a $400, $500 radio just, you know, go to market, and it's got this weird background noise hum kind of dealio, and I can grab a $30 Baofeng, and it has no such thing. I don't understand that. They're not even in the same league price point-wise, and even the expensive radio, the quality control is bad. It's not even that this FT5 is the only one that's got this problem. My neighbor had one, and he immediately got rid of it because he hated it. I only have mine because it was $100, and I was like, well, I mean, it's got APRS and everything in it. It's only $100. I can't really complain about it too much. So... each radio has its place. Price point, as long as it's a good radio, price point doesn't really matter. As long as it does what you need it to do, then you're good there. And as long as it doesn't break in the first five days of you having it, too, that's another thing. All right, Bentley, I'm just about to pull in the driveway here. We'll say 7-3. And ATMH, mobile.